Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The first call in over a year between high-ranking military officials from the U.S. and China took place Thursday. Dave Collins has more.
The conversation involved Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, and his Chinese counterpart, although specific details about the discussion have not been disclosed. The decision to resume communications was made during a recent meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping.
A massive rainstorm's drenching the southwestern U.S. this week. Heavy rain began falling Thursday in Southern California, triggering flood alerts in Los Angeles and San Diego. The National Weather Service says widespread flooding was likely. Arizona and New Mexico will see the worst of the storm today and tomorrow. Forecasters have predicted rainfall could rival the rainfall amounts from Hillary back in August. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, to meet with President Lopez Obrador and his team to discuss further actions that can be taken together to address current border challenges.
The administration is under intense scrutiny from both political parties due to a record number of migrant encounters. The White House contends that Congress has not succeeded in passing substantial immigration reform. The White House says a plan for Japanese-owned Nippon Steel to buy U.S. steel is something President Biden believes deserves scrutiny. White House National Economic Advisor Lael Brainard said that Biden is concerned specifically about a foreign entity buying what Brainard called an iconic American-owned company. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Prosecutors say they want the trial of Brian Koberger to begin next summer. Koberger is the man charged in the deaths of four University of Idaho students in 2022, a high-profile mass murder. Court documents show prosecutors want the trial to happen during the summer because area universities and Moscow High School will be out of session. Airlines are expecting over 39 million passengers to travel by plane this holiday season. Many travelers still have nightmares after a snowstorm triggered last year's Southwest Airlines meltdown. This year, Southwest says it has now invested heavily in de-icing equipment, revamped its computer system. It has plenty of staff for this year. You better take care of your heart between now and New Year's.
The period known as the most wonderful time of the year coincides with the highest incidence of heart attacks compared to any other time. Studies indicate a 37% surge in heart attacks on Christmas Eve, with a higher mortality rate attributed to heart attacks during the final week of December. Medical professionals attribute these trends to factors such as cold weather, heightened stress levels, and the tendency to overindulge in rich food and alcohol. I'm John Schaefer.
It's a busy holiday period,
for the movie business. Over the next 4 days, families will be flocking to see Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Films also debuting Friday include the animated Migration, A24's The Iron Claw, and rom-com Anyone But You. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Merry Christmas to you. We've got Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Merry Christmas. Hope your shopping's all done. All the travel arrangements are made, and you are ready to go celebrate the birth of our Savior.
Ready for liftoff, let me tell you. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we've been in preparation here for the last 4 weeks, you know, with the celebration of Advent every week, which it's one of those things, Rick, I tell you, in my latter years, I guess, I've grown to appreciate the Advent season all the more because it causes you to, you know, ponder the themes of each week and how meaningful they are, you know, how it, you know, takes you, you know, from hope to rejoicing, you know, to peace. And then, of course, we'll finish things up with love, which, you know, here this year, it's going to be a really short week because, you know, we'll celebrate love with the fourth candle. Which is the white candle. It represents Jesus and God's love to his creation. And we'll have a couple days, and then, boom, here we are, Christmas morning. How much fun is that?
It's one day, actually. So, yeah, it's a, you know, you're right. It is a and it's something that I went to a non-denominational big church for about 10 years, and they didn't really do Advent. Yes. And the last couple of years I've been going to a smaller church that is more conventional. And I really found that I missed it. I really found that I missed it because you do spend, when you think about it, it's makes Christmas month rather than Christmas Day. It focuses, you know, it really focuses you in on attributes of God and how are we measuring up in terms of demonstrating those attributes in our own lives. And it's a it's a time when for both reflection and for doing, for taking action, to actually live what Christ tells us to do, as opposed to mouthing the words once a year and saying, okay, and then on Easter again, and then saying, okay, well, I did my part, went to church on Christmas and Easter, and that's it.
Checked off the box.
Now it's back to programming as usual.
Exactly. So. Then I'm no different than anybody else. And people look at you and go, oh, that's what being a Christian is all about. You go, oh my goodness. You know, we self indict. But you know, the thing to me about you know, these themes of Advent is that whether, you know, the first being hope, as I mentioned, peace and joy, and this last week has been joy. It's amazing how you'll see joy pop up. You know, it's whether you're at the mall, you're shopping, or walking around, or you're reading something, and something, it could be totally non-related, maybe even something secular, and the term joy will come up, and it just makes you smile. It just reminds you that God's still talking to you, right?
The irony for me, absolutely true. The irony for me is the last message that I've given from the pulpit was maybe 12, 15 years ago now, was on joy. And it was the that week of Advent. And truthfully, You know, when all, you know, all the joking aside, joy is probably the hardest one of the attributes for me to do, for me to demonstrate, for me to have. It's partially what I do for a living, but it's partially just, you know, some people are half empty people, some people are half full people. Mm-hmm. I try desperately to be a half full person, but my nature is to be a little bit half empty. And so, you know, it's, and so every time we come to, the joy candle, the joy week, I think of 15 years ago when I was giving a message on it and how I really struggled with the message. Yeah. Because it's, you can have joy in your heart, but it is a, I'm not naturally, you know, a sing and skip down the street person. So it's a, right. And so it really is a challenge. I think every one of us have challenges with each one of these, real reminders. Mm-hmm. To be hopeful.
Exactly.
And loving, to be joyful. Mm-hmm. It's a, and as we have, but it's a phenomenal way to kind of measure yourself. Have I brought joy into other people's lives? Right. Have I shown joy in times of pain? And it is a, and you know, that's what we're really asked to do, because mm-hmm. ultimately, you know, if you put in just, you know, balls and strikes terms, ultimately we win. Mm-hmm. And yes. No matter what happens here, we win. God wins. This mm-hmm. is a quote, Billy Graham. I read the end of the Bible, God wins. Mm-hmm. And it's a, and so you get, but you get down to it, it's one of those things that really translates to how other people see you as a Christian. And right. So I always vow every year that I'm going to try to be more joyful. And if my wife were listening right now, she'd be laughing at me because I'm a massive failure at it. Say, you're so grumpy to be joyful. But, say, but no, it's a, so I love this time of year because, and I didn't used to say that, I love this time of year because it is a reminder of how we're supposed mm-hmm. to be.
Right,
and what
right.
we aspire to be, and an inspiration to really focus on those things to try to be more like that in the new year. And, you know, people spend a lot of time writing stuff down as New Year's resolutions and stuff. And ultimately, if you just took the 8 weeks of Advent mm-hmm. and you focused on those four things and you recognize that it comes through Christ.
Yeah,
being more
exactly.
like Christ should be the top of your list, and second thing on your list, and the fourth, third thing on the list, and all the way down. Because if you do that as your New Year's resolution, you yeah. will have a successful year, regardless of what happens in your business or in any other endeavors, because you will be closer to your Creator. And that, yeah. so it's just really a great. We plan to talk about Advent this much, but that's a it really is a phenomenal.
Well,
instructional tool. And
exactly. No, this is really important because, see, the whole idea of Christmas and Advent is preparatory. It prepares us to receive God's greatest gift. And if you are open and you understand and you're mature enough to appreciate that it's not about the presence under the tree, all this other stuff, it's ancillary. It's just. But the most important thing is God's manifestation, His love for us, and to remind us that, hey, you know, I still got your back. I'm still with you. You know, yeah, you may be having a hard time dealing with joy, and maybe you're not as hopeful as you should be, and maybe there's not enough peace in your life, and you're lacking, and you see that as an issue. But you know what? God Almighty, the one who created us, the one that created the heavens and the earth, is there saying, hey, you're still my guy. You're still my girl.
Yep.
You know, right?
Absolutely.
And to demonstrate it to you, what I'm going to do is, even though you think you're unworthy, I want you, as the Creator, as the Almighty Divine Creator, I am giving you the greatest gift. I'm giving you my Son and bringing you back home where instinctively you know you belong.
Yeah,
you know, it just
absolutely.
Blows me away.
Yeah,
with to, go ahead.
Yeah, no, what you just said is perfect. And to cap it off, I think it is not a... not a coincidence that some people on Christmas celebrate P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, presents, mm-hmm. and other people celebrate P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, his mm-hmm. presence. And if you can shift your focus from the presence to his presence, your entire worldview shifts, and what's important suddenly becomes unimportant, and what is wasn't important before becomes all important.
More from Rick Manning on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The U.S. State Department recently reported that it can be difficult to determine whether incidents of violence in Cameroon are motivated by religion. Yet reports reveal that radicals often infiltrate church services and desecrate the building, even kidnapping numerous religious leaders and dozens of seminary students. It's clear that people in this region are desperate for the love of Christ, but with so much turmoil threatening their well-being, they often don't know where to turn. The Tide Ministry has been working in the region for the last year and has seen amazing progress. Christians afraid of persecution are able to find comfort in the daily broadcasts, while those looking to hear the good news for the first time have easy access to the gospel in their local language. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, a couple of things about what we're dealing with on the political realm. Sure. You know, the challenge that we have, yes, is that, we focus on the eternal, but meanwhile, there are these temporal issues that we have to deal with, and the country needs people who carry the light of God and the light of truth in order to deal with some of these things, including our First Amendment right and how that's being hijacked.
Yeah, I think that's a it's fundamental, and it is, we're called to be slaves of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We're not called to be slaves of other men and women. And it is a, and so what are we supposed to do about it? The answer is relatively simple. Be aware and be not afraid to stand mm-hmm. up for your right to tell people about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ultimately, when, you know, there's a lot of elements of the First Amendment. It's right to assemble. It's the right to have a free press, which is now interpreted as right to be a big corporation that owns a printing press. It is a lot of different things, but fundamentally, freedom to express religion is at the core of the entire discussion. And there are those who want to tell you, even at Christmas, you know, Santa Claus is enough. Don't talk about what it really means. Don't
yeah,
read.
Don't say Merry Christmas. Yeah, don't tell me Merry Christmas. Christmas. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't. You know, you might offend me. Well, you know what? Jesus Christ was offensive. He was offensive to the leaders of the time. He was offensive because he stood up and said, "No, this is what God says."
Mm-hmm.
He was offensive because he called them to account for misleading the people. He was offensive because he was telling them that they were empty sepulchres, meaning empty graves, mm-hmm. that were all show from the front, but were no go when it came to their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
He was offensive at his core because God is offensive, because righteousness is offensive to evil. That is just true. It is the history of the history of mankind ever since the fall. So, you know, don't be concerned about whether your faith is offensive, because Jesus Christ was so offensive that they nailed him to a cross, thinking they could shut him up.
Well, okay. he offended them, Rick, because he had the key to the jail cell. He was setting people free. God was setting us free. And so that who did it offend? It offended the people that want us to stay in jail. Like you said, that's the bottom line, right?
It is very uncomfortable to have to confront a basic truth that you have been wrong. And that that you have lived in sin. And be called to live outside. So now we all fall short, and that's a reality. Mm-hmm. But to be called and convicted to do better is scary. It's hard. You're telling people when that happens, understand, you're telling them you are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
How you've lived your life is wrong. How you've spent, how many years you've been on this earth is wrong. And it is really hard for people, especially people as they get older, to overcome their worldly training, to recognize that there's a better way.
Right.
But and they fight. So they fight mm-hmm. for the way they're used to doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a and so don't ever and so we have to fight for our First Amendment rights to express that Jesus is Lord. We have to mm-hmm. fight for that. And if we aren't willing to fight for that, what are we willing to fight for?
Yeah. You see, what we miss out by not hearing and listening to the cumulative voices, we've got 345 million people here in America. There's a lot of power. There's a lot of ideas amongst the people. But if you shut them down and you dumb them down, like sadly, I mean, you've got people going to universities that are being indoctrinated. That's the goal.
Yep.
It's not building the intellect, right? So now they come out and spend, half a million dollars for their education, and they've been rendered stupid. Because they're told that you can only talk a certain way. I mean, that's embarrassing, you know. And
they've essentially, we're in a battle for the soul of America. And I'm actually in the process of ever get it done. I'll have a book on it. But we're in a battle for the soul of America. The other side's fighting. And they've been fighting for, since basically public school system was started.
Yeah, the Charter of the Century.
They've been fighting for a long time. And we have been told we're not allowed to talk about politics and religion. Mm-hmm. That's what we're not allowed to talk about, politics and religion. They're talking about politics and religion in schools. Talk about politics and religion on your TV shows that they blast into your TV, into your screens at home. Talk about politics and religion in Sesame Street. Talk about politics and religion everywhere except for at your dinner table, where you're not allowed to talk about politics and religion with the people closest to you. It's time we start talking about politics and religion. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, not have a passive surrender to the you know, to those who would poison the minds of our children. I'm going to tell a funny, I don't know, funny is a quick story though about just using opportunities you have. I used to, back in the day when President Trump was in the White House, I used to get invited to go in there on occasion. Okay. And it was usually, you know, there was times you're invited to go to some event or something. But in times when you're actually in meetings, I was in various meetings with the president, and every time I was in a meeting with the president, I would bring a folder, and my folder would say, here's who we are in terms of America's for limited government. But I'd always put something biblical in there, something that was Christ-like in there. For instance, I was going to an immigration meeting, and I printed out the whole book of Nehemiah. And I stuck it in the packet, and I handed it to him. And it was just one. There was nothing else in the packet but the book of Nehemiah. Why? Because he built a wall.
Right. Okay,
so you sit there, you say, and so in our everyday lives, not everybody gets blessed to get to meet the President of the United States, but in your everyday lives, you meet people, and the question are you going to hand them through that meeting something that brings them closer to Christ, enriches them if they know Christ, helps them see the truth of Christ? Are you going to deliver that to them? Or are you going to deliver that, an affirmation of the world?
Right.
Those are the choices we have every day. There's no, and that is freedom of expressing religion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the old saying, you know, is, you know, if, you know, be a witness for Christ if you have to talk is somewhat trite. And quite honestly, I don't think it's correct. But there is something to be said for having that countenance, which makes people say, you know, that person, I admire that person because of something they do. And it could be simply a homeless person who's sitting there, and you take them into a coffee shop and you buy them a cup of coffee. You talk to them a little bit. You spend some of your time on people who don't have, are forgotten and are ignored. It could be simple like that. There's lots of ways to do it. And ultimately, there's more of us than there are of them. And we have the all-powerful God on our side.
Exactly.
It's a matter of, and quite honestly, people, the Christmas message is we have to start acting like it.
Yeah, I mean, we win. We've got the winning hand, and you can go in confidence because no matter what happens, I'm talking to and have been in, you know, have developed some friendship with guys, you know, the J6ers who've been in jail for years, right? And what they are enduring in solitary confinement in that, they really have encouraged me and caused me to focus on the things that are more eternally, you know, consequential than the temporal. They have been able to, through the persecution that they're going through and enduring, they've been able to define and focus more on the eternal. And here they are, I mean, dealing with stuff. Rick, I tell you, I'm claustrophobic, and these guys are routinely, they're put in solitary confinement. I'd be a basket case, personally. And but here they are. They're enduring it for the sake of freedom and for the sake of the truth. And God bless them. And we need to continue to pray for them. We got to leave it there, Rick Manning. Thank you so much, as always. I appreciate it. It's been a great year. Look forward to 2024, an even better year by God's grace and mercy. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. You take care.
Merry Christmas, Bill, and Merry Christmas to everybody who's listening. Just celebrate Christ.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Biden administration officials set to visit Mexico in light of a surge in migrants at the southern border.
Additional enforcement actions are urgently needed so that key ports of entry can be reopened across our...
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby announced Secretary of State and the Secretary of Homeland Security will meet with the Mexican president. An appeals court in the U.S. has reinstated the child pornography lawsuit related to Nirvana's Nevermind album cover. Spencer Eldon, the infant featured on the cover, initially filed a lawsuit against the Seattle band and their label, Universal Music Group. The case was dismissed by a Los Angeles judge last year. However, the U.S. Appeals Court overturned that decision Thursday, based on Nirvana's recent republication of the controversial cover. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch is with us now, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bill. Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. All things considered here. I'm in Florida. The weather is not so frightful. Typical Florida. You're in California, so we got both coasts covered.
That's it. Yeah, we're enjoying. The threat was supposedly some huge storm. I don't know. I guess maybe it'll show up at some point. But so far, the week's been partly cloudy and warm and some sun peeking through. So far. Hey. So far, so good. Let's hope it continues.
Yeah, plus on top of that, your gas prices are under $7. I mean, it's all good, man. It's like Santa's come to town, whether you're naughty or nice, right?
It's just the promised land as ever. As we say here in California, never better. Never better.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Although the people in San Francisco, they're trying to figure out how they can elect, President Xi to mayor of San Francisco, because that's the only way they can get the poop all cleaned up.
Well, you know, it's funny, if you're a Chinese dictator, they clean the city up for you. They hose down the sidewalks and disinfect things, and I guess send the homeless people wherever they, I don't know, maybe they're homeless somewhere, I guess, and they disappear. Yeah. But then of course once he's gone, all the problems return. So if you're a Chinese dictator, you get the royal treatment. If you're just a tax-paying citizen of San Francisco, then you get the homelessness and the unclean sidewalks and the crime and the garbage and everything else. So yeah. I imagine they could be a little frustrated about that.
Well, this is what happens when you let the neo-Marxists take over. And, of course, we got even a bigger taste of it again. Here you got the Colorado Supreme Court deciding to keep Trump off the ballot. I mean, forget about the Constitution, right? Does the Constitution, is it even in play at all under the Biden administration?
Yeah, no, I think it's more or less suspended as far as you can tell, as long as Joe Biden's in the White House. I mean, this decision by the Colorado Supreme Court is absolutely stunning. you know, the same Democrats who say, oh, we're for democracy and Trump's a threat to democracy and we're going to have an authoritarian government if he comes in and it'll be just like Hitler and on and on. But who's busy keeping people off ballots? It's
exactly.
Democrats trying desperately to keep Trump off the ballot. I keep saying, I've said it to you on air before, and I'll say it again. Why do Democrats just run against Donald J. Trump? Explain to us why his ideas are not good and why their ideas are better. And presumably, if their ideas are great, they'll win the election. Why do they just do that? They seem incapable or uninterested in doing what they normally do, which is just run on your agenda and criticize and denounce and condemn the other guy's agenda. They can't do that, so they've spent the last pretty much 2023 trying to lock up Donald J. Trump, trying to throw him in jail, and that continues. Then the attack was that he's a dictator, and it'll be just like the third, America will be the Fourth Reich under Unterführer Donald J. Trump. And now the next maneuver is, okay, let's just keep him off the ballot so people don't have an opportunity to vote for him or even to vote against him. I mean, Alan Dershowitz has made the point, and I agree with this. You know, part of the joy in walking the polls is seeing the vote, the name of the candidate you want to support, and also the person you oppose, saying, ha ha, take that, and then you vote against the person you don't like, and you vote for the person you want to support.
Exactly.
You know, I took great joy in 2016 in going to the polls, seeing Hillary Clinton's name on the ballot, and saying, take this, Hillary, and voting for Trump, and actively not, and voting against Hillary Clinton. There are people who want to have the joy of walking to the polls in November and voting against Trump. You know, that won't be, I'm not going to be one of them. I hope they're in a minority, not a majority. But, you know, let's not deprive those people of the opportunity to vote against Trump if that's what they want to do. Mm-hmm. In the primary and in the general, and this isn't good enough for the Democrats. Now, let's just take them off the ballot and let a couple judges decide, you know, oh, we're going to decide for this rather than the voters of Colorado. And if this is not knocked down by the Supreme Court, there are about 15 other states where this sort of mischief is afoot. And, you know, Trump could find himself being taken off the ballot in Texas or in South Carolina or in Michigan or any number of places.
Exactly.
Georgia, Atlanta, Nevada, you know, a lot of swing states. And, this is, boy, I tell you, you want to stir up a civil war, this is the way to do it. Just keep telling people on the right, we're going to censor you if you are complaining at your school board about the way your kids are being educated. Mm-hmm. You're a domestic terrorist. We're going to stick the FBI on you. If you're running a website we don't like, we're going to try to shut it down and make sure you don't make any money on it and deplatform you. And not just small mom-and-pop websites. We're talking about the Daily Caller. We're talking about the Federalist. We're talking about the New York Post and others. And we're going to take your candidates off the ballot so you have an opportunity to vote for them. You clamp the lid down that hard, it's going to explode. And this is a really good way to tear the country apart and have the Democrats do this and at the same time say, we're defending democracy. Well, they're attacking the party, attacking democracy. It is very hard for me to say this and not actually hurl on the phone while I'm talking to you right now.
Well, and yeah, I want to hurl something. I mean, like a brick at at the TV or whatever, because this is insane. See, the Democrats, they're incapable of having a discussion. You see, and we keep asking, why can't you guys just sit down? Why can't we discuss that? They don't. They've been conditioned. I mean, this is why all these kids coming out of these universities, they are already indoctrinated to have, not to deal with debate. It's just because I said so. That's it. And accept it. Yeah. And what constitution? You know, that thing's outdated anyway. Barack Obama told us it's meaningless. So we're just going with that narrative, and that's what we're holding on to. So don't tell us about any constitution. They've continued to obliterate the constitution to such a degree that, DeRoy, I think that one of two things are going to happen. Either, conservatives are going to mount enough resistance to force the left to look in the Constitution, and they're going to be shocked. They are absolutely going to be mind blown to realize that there is a Constitution that forbids them from doing this very activity. But, they accuse us as if we're the ones that are perpetrating it. You know, going back to Hillary Clinton, she said, well, we don't jail our political opponents. Well, maybe not this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
well, again, this is the fuel that keeps the Democrat Party going, which is psychological projection. You know, they scream and yell at us about things that they themselves are doing, and they say we're the ones tearing norms down. Again, we're not the ones keeping people off ballots. They're the ones busy doing this. They succeeded in Colorado. Hopefully that will be reversed. But all this is based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
It says, among other things, if you are essentially somebody engaged in insurrection at the time this was done, the insurrection is the Civil War, not January 6th, you know, you're to be kept off, it could be kept off ballots. Also, in that language, it says that you can be kept off the ballot if, quote, you have, quote, given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof, meaning enemies of the U.S. Constitution. Now, if the Democrats want to play this game, we could make the argument that Joe Biden, by ripping the border wide open, by making life easy for the cartels in Mexico, by giving $87 billion in aid and unfrozen money to Iran, the Ayatollahs and others, $87 billion of the B, the Afghanistan, where he left behind, what was it, $85 billion $85 billion weapons and night vision goggles and other material in the hands of the Taliban. That he's given given aid and comfort to our enemies. Now, according to this new system, as we saw in Colorado, you don't have to be convicted. You don't have to be tried by jury of your peers. You don't even need to be indicted. You just need somebody to make an accusation. So I hereby accuse Joe Biden of giving aid or comfort to the enemies of the United States Constitution. So let's start keeping him off the ballot, okay? If the Supreme Court doesn't do what I hope and expect it will do, which is reverse this, and they say this is fair game, then let's get busy keeping Biden off the ballot and see how the Democrats like it. You know, they open these cans of worms not knowing that we can take that same can of worms and pour it over their heads. And they start these things, and we very easily on the other side can play tit for tat. And if they're going to start doing these things, the only way to stop them is to give a nice, beautiful, delicious taste of their own medicine. And if they want to keep Trump off the ballot, we can get busy keeping Biden off the ballot. Let's see how that turns out.
Well, look what happened with Harry Reid. Harry Reid went nuclear on the approval of federal judges, right? And so then when it was time, when the tables had turned, they were jumping up and down and all excited about it. Well, how dare you? Well, you guys set the precedent.
That's it.
Just like you've set the precedent with, you know, with these impeachments and everything, and you're saying, you know, Joe Biden is, you know, there's nothing there, and going, whoa, man, I must be blind because I'm seeing a lot of there. I don't know how they're not seeing anything there. But look at, I think, you know, to the credit of Comer and Jordan and the rest of them, you know, they're dotting their I's and crossing their T's, and you know, hopefully, I mean, this is going to, the Democrats are going to be hard pressed to defend, you know, all the illegality of the Biden family, in my humble opinion. Let's go to break. Yep. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Roy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and more.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRisi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRisi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRisi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRisi and visit SkyRisi.com or call 1-866-SKYRISI to learn more.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars and then we'll see about that.
can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, I wanted to give you a chance to respond to what I said earlier before we rushed off to break, and that is the, you know, what Joe Biden is facing with this impeachment inquiry.
Yeah, well, he is facing an impeachment inquiry voted on, approved by the U.S. House of Representatives. The fact that that vote took place, according to the entire House, gives additional power and capabilities to the Judiciary Committee, whichever committee investigates this. I think it'll be a combination of the committees on judiciary and government oversight. The question is, was he involved in high crimes and misdemeanors, bribery being one of them that is actually listed in the Constitution as an impeachable offense? And, you know, we've seen over and over and over the money going from Hunter Biden and his unusual, to be generous, unusual business deals with people in Russia, China, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and elsewhere. And then there are all these shell companies, about 20 of them, that benefit members of the Biden family, including the grandchildren who are not even adults. And some of this money we've seen going into Joe Biden's personal account. Some of it has been disguised as a loan repayment. There was an interesting document, an email from some people at a bank who were looking at all this. And they said, look, you know, we've got claims of loan repayments, but there are no loan documents. There's nothing saying, okay, I'm going to lend you this money at this interest rate and pay me back whenever. There's just checks that say loan repayment without any actual loans being paid. I believe the number is somewhere over 100, 100, 120 suspicious transaction reports.
Exactly.
Tied to their bank accounts. I mean, that's very unusual for anybody to have one or two or three of those. They've got, you know, into three digits of unusual transaction reports. And you got money from the former First Lady of Moscow, the wife of the former mayor of Moscow, giving, I think it was $3.5 million to Hunter Biden. I mean, I visited Russia once. I got some of those little Matryoshka dolls and some watches with cosmonauts on them. Nobody gave me $3.5 million. Nobody gave me $350 for that matter. So what was that all about? And what was the former wife, the wife of the former mayor of Moscow buying when she gave $3.5 million to Hunter Biden? Interestingly enough, even though she, I think, is the richest woman in Russia, her name has not appeared on the list of people who are sanctioned and kept out of the United States after the invasion of Ukraine, invasion of Crimea, and some of the other shenanigans in which Putin has been involved. So the thought is that maybe this basically allowed her to continue to visit the United States whenever she wanted to. So all this stuff is very fishy. This stuff needs to be investigated. And I think we're seeing over and over and over again, it's not the Hunter Biden scandal, it's the Joe Biden scandal. And to what degree
exactly
was his name being traded upon, and was he benefiting directly or even indirectly? The bribery laws say that you don't, you as an official don't have to benefit directly. If somebody comes in and basically says, look, look, I'm not going to pay you any money, but I'll make sure that your wife and kids and grandkids and nieces, nephews, and your next door neighbors all get paid off, and you're the guy who, you know, makes your whole family benefits, but you personally don't see any money, you're still guilty of bribery. You know, if somebody comes up and says, Bill, I'm not going to give you any money, but hey, I'll pay your kids college tuition and, you know, Yale or Harvard, that's still bribery, because guess what? That means you're not writing an $80,000 check every September. So you can bribe people by bribing their relatives and all the people around them, and at least for now, that looks like the Biden family's MO. We'll find out for sure once these hearings go through, but I think it's vital to look into this. And one of the reasons that China and Iran seem to get away with whatever they want under Joe Biden could be that they've been paid off to do so.
Well,
they paid Biden off to do so, I should say.
I don't think it's a big leap here, you know. Plus, on top of that, just a little sidebar, and then I want to get into the electric states of America that you wrote about, is Ashley Biden, the latest of the Biden clan to run into income tax problems. I think the Biden business needs a new accountant. they can't seem to pay their taxes.
First it was just Hunter Biden, and now it turns out Ashley Biden's got some tax trouble. And, you know, I just love how the Democrats always say, oh, the wealthy need to pay their fair share. And,
yes, exactly.
You know, deadbeats aren't paying their taxes and all that. And then you've got the president's son and daughter both not paying their taxes. In the case of Hunter Biden, he didn't even file his taxes in 2014 and 15 when he was bringing in all this money from Burisma, from Ukraine, and from all these other shady deals of his, which means, number one, he didn't pay any taxes on him, and number two, by not filing, there's no paperwork. We know where the money came from, and there's just a giant smokescreen surrounding all this, and the Department of Justice dragged its feet into looking at all this, so much so that the statutes of limitations passed, and presumably we're never going to know how much money he made and how much tax he actually evaded.
But, you know, somehow in Biden world, that's okay. It's acceptable. But, you know, as long as, you know, we the people are just sitting there, the minions that we are, paying our taxes, then all is well here in Biden land.
Right.
And, in fact, his new dream is, you know, with everything that he's doing in terms of our energy and shutting down coal plants and choking off natural gas, even battling hydroelectric power, he's got to set up. Well, we're going to become the electric states of America, as you write.
Yeah, that's right. I wrote a piece.
I love that.
Thank you very much. Daily Caller ran this a couple days ago. Boom, boom, out go the lights, reminiscent of that wonderful old rock and roll tune by Pat Travers. And, you know, this is kind of the situation these guys are setting up, because they want us to plug in our cars, plug in our stoves, plug in our water heaters. Everything's going to be plugged into the walls, and everything's going to be electric. It's going to be a beautiful thing. And but at the same time they're doing this, then mandating that everything be electric, they're getting in the way and impeding the creation of more electric power. So, you know, they want us to rely on electricity while at the same time they're doing nothing really other than hope that wind and solar will give us all the kilowatt hours we need. You know, you've got John Kerry, rather, over at that
COP28
warming confab, saying there shouldn't be any more coal power plants permitted anywhere in the world. Okay, fine. Well, that's, you know, coal is 19.7% of our electricity. And then they want to stamp out natural gas, their efforts to stop methane, and that's basically an effort to crack down on natural gas. That's 39.9% of U.S. electricity. And then, to my amazement, this is even more bizarre. You've got the Biden administration in discussion with the climate folks, climatarians, as I call them, out in Washington State. They want to knock down four different dams on the Snake River to suck up to the salmon. Now, hydroelectric power is 100% carbon free. There's no carbon. So if you don't like carbon dioxide, this is great, because there's no carbon to create it whatsoever. That's equal to 6% of our power hydroelectric is. And so they're battling hydroelectric. So if you add up the hydroelectric, natural gas, and coal, which Biden's battling in various degrees, that's 65.6% of our electricity. That's two-thirds of our electricity comes from coal, natural gas, and hydroelectric. So right now we're getting about 14% of our power from solar and wind. we're going to have to increase that by 479%, almost fivefold, to replace coal, natural gas, and hydroelectric with wind and solar. I don't know how we're going to do that. I mean, it's very difficult to double anything, much less almost quintuple things. So these people are operating in total fantasy land. This is, Alice in Wonderland, or I Dream of Jeannie, or the Phantom Tollbooth, or something else. Maybe it's Harry Potter. These people are operating in the realm of fantasy, not in the realm of reality. And this is truly frightful. And I think what's going to happen if you keep this up is eventually you're starting to get blackouts, brownouts, energy shortages, energy rationing, and we're all going to be watching our HDTVs by candlelight, listening to our radios in silence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your electric car will have the range of maybe two blocks.
Drive around the block.
Why are we listening to John Kerry anymore? What has he done? I mean, what credibility does he have to where you can say, we need to listen to him because he's credible. He has contributed to our government. He's contributed to the welfare of the American people. You know, he deserves every possible award and recognition you can think of. We hear some of the, this is just stupid. I'm sorry. This is just flat out stupid, and I don't want to hear from John Kerry. I don't want to hear from Al Gore, and because after everything is all said and done, how much is this going to cost, and what is the gain? Because what we do in a free America, in the capitalist system that we believe in and we've grew up under, is that you have innovation, and innovation comes to enhance and make things mo better, right? And there ain't no mo better in Biden world than John Kerry. I just don't want to hear from him anymore. He is just a full blown idiot. I'm sorry.
Well, he is, or even worse. I mean, I ask people to go back.
I'm trying to bite my tongue here, and I'm hurting myself.
Go ahead. Don't draw blood now. This is even worse than you described. Look, John Kerry is the same guy who back in 1972 met with the North Korean delegation and coached them on how to take advantage of Henry Kissinger when he was in Paris negotiating the Paris Peace Accords to end the Vietnam War. That is treason. That is literally giving aid and comfort to the enemy in a time of war. Henry Kissinger's there talking about the Vietnamese, trying to figure out how do we end the Vietnam War. And there's John Kerry in Paris running around hanging out the North Vietnamese delegation, telling him how to tie Henry Kissinger's shoelaces together. The late, great Henry Kissinger, who just passed away a couple weeks ago. This is astonishing. Why was he not arrested on return to the United States, tried for treason, and executed? I mean, this man is an absolute traitor who was helping the North Vietnamese government, the communist government of North Vietnam, when it was negotiating with an end to the Vietnam War with Henry Kissinger. And rather than being on Kissinger's side, telling him, here's how to get the best deal, he was with the Vietnamese, telling him how to take advantage of our secure state. Unbelievable. And now this guy went on to be a United States senator, the Democrat nominee for president in 2004, and then after that, so-called climate czar. Astonishing. This man should not be in any public office. He ought to be in prison or worse for treason.
Well, he interfered again even with the Trump administration, right? Remember?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, after he was Secretary of State, he was over in Iran, going over there and coaching the Iranians how to deal with Trump.
That's the long and short of it. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, Merry Christmas, my friend. You take care.
Merry Christmas to you, Bill. Thanks very much.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Cancer.